Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. We've got a nice weekend ahead of us. I'm going to be running over to the March for Babies, and if anybody wants to join us out there, I would love that. We're going to do a about 3 miles, a little walk, and it's going to be over at the Cal Lutheran University. And of course, it's all about March for Babies, March for Dimes, March for Babies. And of course, my daughter and my grandsons and my son-in-law are the ambassador family. So again, please join us out there, and I would love that. I'm going to be emceeing that. So, all right. Well, we've got a great show. And of course, Roland Downs is in the studio with us. And of course, she's the owner of Tristology and so much more, right? I mean, yes. You got a lot of hats like I do, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
But of course, for your love and your passion, that is the place to visit. And not only that, you've got discreet shopping, lingerie, central products, and private consultations, correct?
Yep, we've got all that.
And we want to just kind of do a little shout out on this. April 19th, you've got Tea Time with Roland. What does that look like?
That is where women get together and have tea and have conversation about things that they can't really talk about anywhere else, and they don't know who else to talk with. So sex and aging, women's issues. I want to be able to have a space where women feel safe. So tea time with Roy Lynn.
I love it. And what kind of tea are you having?
Because
talked about your tea. That's why I'm mentioning this.
I love tea. So yeah. You'll love the name. It's the Tea Spot out of Boulder, Colorado.
I love it.
They have amazing teas. So I have about 8 or 10 teas that I brought in from there, and we actually sell them in the store. So with names like Morning Mojo, you know, Natural Glow, I thought they were great for the store as well.
Yeah, what a great idea. All right. Well, again, I'm so glad that you're here, and I can't wait for our conversation. And let's kind of just tease everybody a little bit about what we're talking about. But basically, no matter what age we're at, right?
Right.
How to kind of keep the spark in our lives.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you've got some really good answers and some really good suggestions. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. Of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and to live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people just exist.
Mm.
And that's kind of in relationships, so it kind of goes along with it, you know. Who wants to just exist in a relationship? Do you want like sparks? Like those people that my little friends that were just in here.
They were adorable.
Oh my God. Could you feel the sparks?
Yes.
I love that. How do you do that when you've been married for 30 years or, you know, even longer? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He stared at her every time he sang.
Oh, when
he was
she
looking
was
right
like,
in his
I was like, hello, you know, but yeah, no, I love that.
No one else was in the room.
I know. I love it. Anyways, again, we've got some great stuff. We're also going to be talking with Denny McMahon, and we're going to be talking about the Chinese miracles and the end of the Chinese miracles, really, is what it is all about. So we're going to start off with that. Tom, you want to talk about some of our amazing giveaways?
How about 50 Shades of Earl Grey?
Ooh,
love it.
Yeah.
We should serve Earl Grey, so
okay.
It'll be 50 Shades.
Put it on there. We're ready to go. All right, some of the prizes that we have. We have some great ones. The Blues performance, we had chatted with them last hour, and that is going to be a big show that is coming up here, and it is going to be happening. And that date is April 28th, and it's going to be at Studio Channel Islands. They put on a lot of great shows there. Get the Blues, and that'll be on April 28th. March of Dimes is happening today, and you are going to be out there, Kim.
I am.
It's a family affair for you.
It is, really. It's
which
funny.
Is really
yeah.
nice.
Yep.
And it's a great event. Go on out there and support Tristology in studio. We will have gift certificates. You'll find out more in just a moment. Champagne on Main, the Spring Street Fair. A lot of fun. March 31st, there's a champagne, wine, and craft beer area. There's a VIP chocolate lounge. It goes on. The best crafters and vendors in the area. They will all be there for the 31st. And the Rubicon comes back with King Lear. And that's a performance that's running all the way through April 1st. And we will have that. April 1st is Easter.
I know.
So,
isn't that crazy? And the 31st is Passover. So hand in hand.
It all.
Yeah. You have a brisket and then a ham the next day. Okay.
Just like that. Yeah, just like
right.
that. So those
right.
are the prizes, Kim.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. And I'm actually going to add to that. We just had Sylvie and Trevor in. And tomorrow night is their love story, and of course that's happening at the Rubicon. It's going to be an amazing concert. I'd love to get a couple people to share in this night, and of course that starts at 7 o'clock, and that is tomorrow Sunday. So let's start off with that at 805-419-0008. And at the same time, we're going to be talking with Roland here. We've got a gift certificate, and that is to Tristology. Tell everybody about the gift certificate.
It's a $50 gift certificate for anything in the store. So whether you're interested in some lingerie or a candle, massage oil candle, or something edible, it's a lot of fun.
Mm.
So pick what you want.
Valentine's Day could be any day.
Any day.
Any day.
And every day is love day.
There you go. I love it. So, yeah, we got to get that on our calendar. So, all right. Well, with that, let's just kind of tease everybody a little bit, and then we'll go back into our next interview. But, you know, keeping the spice in your life. I know that you have a lot of people that come in and kind of maybe don't love their bodies, don't love what, you know, Do men really care about that, or do women really care about it? Is that a big thing?
It's so funny. It happens every day. We get
really?
That. We have this conversation every week. We have this conversation. And I like to tell the story about when I was in Big Bear and I met this couple from Oxnard, which was really funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. And yeah. When we were introduced, the woman said that she was fat and she was uncomfortable because she'd gained some weight. And he says, "Honey, when I look at you, all I see is cake. And I like cake."
I love that.
And so we have to remember we are our partner's cake. And so we have to love ourselves in that way. And we aren't the ones to put in their minds that we are overweight. They just like the cake.
There you go. Cake and eat it too, right?
Yes.
I love it. Roland, how did you get involved in this? And how did, you know, how long have you been an owner of Tristology?
I fell into it because I was uncomfortable with the shopping environment available to women today. Mm-hmm. And so I told my husband, and he suggested that I create a shop where women like me would be comfortable shopping. And so I just kind of fell into it. And I wasn't going to be really offering anything that I wasn't comfortable with. And I've grown a lot, but I've been doing this 9 years now.
9 years.
Nine.
Wow.
Going on 10.
Okay.
9 years. I've had a location as of November, and by June, it'll be 10 years I've been in business. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
and you.
You
know, it is so, it's so needed. It really is. I have to say, you know, relationship is the stem to everything. Whether
right.
it's, you know, I mean, it really is. It helps make you feel better. And so
it does make us whole. Kind
yeah.
of like that yin and the yang. Our
yeah.
partners really do help support us. And loving ourselves, I think, if you don't have a partner, that's just as important. So.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to get into some serious talk here in a little bit. But right now, let's bring our next guest on. And of course, we have Denny McMahon. And Denny, are you there?
Yeah, g'day, Kim. It's great talking to you.
How are you?
Not too bad.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what exactly are we going to be talking about in China's debt problems and you know, kind of clue us in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I spent 10 years as a financial journalist in China from 2005 to 2015. Most of that time was spent with the Wall Street Journal. At the beginning, I spent some time with Dow Jones Newswire. Over that time, I kind of saw sort of a transformation of the Chinese economy, but not the type that we typically think. I mean, certainly over that time, I saw China grow incredibly fast. I mean, the country became increasingly rich and prosperous. But that's kind of what you see from the outside. And what I was seeing up close in the course of my everyday reporting was just an incredible amount of waste and excess and risk-taking and this very, very fast and dangerous accumulation of debt. And so I came to write this book to kind of get to the heart of sort of, you know, lay out exactly what's sort of happening in the Chinese economy and why it's so different from kind of what we assume to be the case. The fact that the Chinese economy's future, at least, is far more fragile than we give it credit for.
Wow, that's amazing. And what brought you out there? I mean, what was your interest in all of that?
Well, I actually had my first Chinese lesson when I was 9 years old, which these days isn't so unusual, but in the late 1980s, it was, even in Australia, from where I'm originally from. So my father, he was a mining engineer working for one of Australia's big mining companies. And at that time, he was spending a fair bit of time traveling around the world. And he was starting to see Chinese officials from Chinese companies starting turning up in Latin America, in Africa, places that he was going to a lot, and buying metals, minerals, and commodities, when a couple of years earlier, they just hadn't been there at all. And around the same time, and I think this is probably a bigger contributing factor, is about 3 months before I had my first Chinese lesson, Sinosteel, which is one of China's biggest state-owned enterprises, made China's first major state investment overseas in this iron ore mine called Channa in Western Australia. And the significance of Channa, to our family at least, is that my dad had used to live there. In fact, he actually built the mine right next door, a place called Tarabadoo, 15 years earlier. And at that time, Australia was sort of, you know, selling iron ore and all sorts of other minerals to help fuel Japan's economic boom. And so all of a sudden, China jumped into my father's life, and he's like, okay, well, I don't think this is going to be the next big thing. So he had me start learning Chinese. And I just kept with it all through elementary school, through high school, and into university. And I think the reason was there was always this sense that of kind of, of almost the inevitability of China's ascent. I think Australia certainly experienced the benefits of China's economic expansion, certainly more than the United States did. And so that was that kind of what drove me on, this sort of being, you know, connected with this this kind of miracle of China's economic growth.
Very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, that we are talking with Dinny McMahon, and we're talking about really the Chinese miracle, really the end of it, right? Do you think it's over?
Yeah, I think it's over. It's not that it's the end is coming. For all intents and purposes, it's over. And what I mean by that is that if you kind of look at the last 7 or 8 years, what's been driving fast economic growth, and China has been growing extremely quickly, what's been driving it is debt. So the amount of debt that's kind of being accumulated by Chinese companies and by China's local government has been racked up significantly faster than the pace of economic growth. And so the reason that's dangerous is because when other countries around the world have accumulated this much debt this quickly, it's invariably ended in some sort of financial crisis. And so to give you some examples, you know, we're talking about the United States prior to the subprime crisis, racked up a huge amount of debt in a very short period of time. Spain before the Eurozone crisis, Thailand before the Asian financial crisis. Back in the 80s, it was Japan prior to its lost decade. So this is kind of why I think it's over. But on that note as well, I should kind of point out that China's debt is kind of different from a lot of those other places. So, for example, you know, the U.S. subprime crisis was all about households borrowing more and more to buy housing. Well, that's not what's going on in China. Well, if you take a look at Greece's problems, that was because the government borrowed an incredible amount of money and will just never be able to pay it back. But what's happening in China is that's primarily been companies and local governments that borrowed money. And that's been used to, you know, do things like build factories and build housing and to build public works. And all those things kind of sound pretty positive in and of themselves. But the thing is, they've borrowed so much money that they've just built way too much of all those things. And so you kind of get a situation, for example, and this kind of, you know, feeds into why the U.S. is imposing steel tariffs. Got a situation where China has built so many steel mills that it is capable of producing far more steel than the economy could ever conceivably use. And you see that play out again and again in so many industries like aluminium or shipbuilding or construction machinery or plate glass or paper. And you have that same sort of excess in housing and public works as well. Just too much debt, building a whole lot of stuff that they don't need, and they're actually going to struggle to repay.
That's so interesting, because you always think that they are on top of the world, okay? They're kind of a little bit ahead of us, you know? And so that's not really the case then, correct?
No, absolutely. I think, you know, I don't actually know exactly what's going to happen to the Chinese economy. I mean, actually predicting whether it's going to, you know, have a crisis or a recession, I mean, that's a bit above my pay grade. But what I can say is that at the moment, the whole world, and even China, people in China themselves, they kind of look at China as kind of being the inevitable, as sort of being shrouded in this aura of inevitability, that it is inevitable that China will become the world's biggest economy, that it's inevitable that it will become like the great power of Asia. In fact, I mean, there is this sense out there that it is inevitable that China will challenge the United States for the role of global power. But there really is nothing inevitable about it. I mean, China's ascent is grounded in the strength of its economy. And partly because of all these debt problems that I laid out, but also other issues as well have kind of come together to mean China's facing a sort of perfect storm of economic challenges. You know, on one hand, it's no longer such a cheap place to manufacture anymore.
Wow,
And another big issue is its population. You know, direct fallout of the one-child policy is China's population is aging faster than perhaps anywhere else in the world. You put all that together, and it's, you know, China doesn't look so inevitable anymore. In fact, its ascent looks significantly more unlikely.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I was trying to figure out how does it affect us, and with it not being cheaper and the staggering amount of debt, you say that the debt bubble, when it bursts, the whole world's going to suffer. How does it affect us here or in Australia?
Well, I think Australia is going to be affected a lot worse than the United States, partly because we have benefited from this strong Chinese economy more than anything else. I mean, Australia, everything we dig out of the ground, China's been willing to buy. Our mining boom peaked in 2012, but now Australians talk of a farm boom, you know, because we've got a rising middle class in China, and they want to buy more things like seafood and, you know, fresh meat and grain. And the fact that US is benefiting from that incredibly, you know, to an incredible degree as well. If you look at U.S. soybean farmers, they sell something like $10 billion worth of soybeans to the U.S. every year. And then you kind of have niche producers as well. Chinese love fresh lobsters from Maine. They've discovered an appetite for cranberries in the last few years. And so when we kind of talk about what the fallout will be on the rest of the world, it's kind of difficult to say categorically because, you know, usually financial distress travels through the financial system. You have problems in banks in one part of the world, and then there's this contagion to banks elsewhere. But China's managed to really ring fence its financial system. So you're not going to see immediately those sort of knock-on effects, but you're going to have effects in sort of, you know, the real economy. You know, as demand in China falls, it'll affect things like, you know, U.S. farms, or it'll affect the number of students or tourists coming to the United States. So you're going to have, you know, effects like that. You know, the big picture, of course, is really hard to say until it finally happens, but there are a number of economists out there who say that, you know, the next big global recession will start in China.
Wow, very interesting. Denny, where do we find out more about this and more about you?
Well, you can find out more about me on my website, which is www.dennymcmahon.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is at Denny McMahon, one word, or you can buy China's Great Wall of Debt on Amazon or any other good booksellers.
All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing some of this interest to here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I look forward to your next interest.
Excellent.
All right.
It's been great talking to you, Kim.
Thank you so much, Denny. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, Roiland and I are going to get down to some business here, and we're going to be talking about some really great topics. And of course, I hope that you stay with us. I've got tickets. We've got actually tickets to the Rubicon, and we've got King Lear is a 20 member cast that features a bunch of amazing people that were in here last week, and I've got tickets for that. So if you want to go to Rubicon, we've got tickets to the Love Story tomorrow night, or we've got tickets for the Rubicon King Lear. So with that in mind, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. In fact, I would love to give out a pair of Champagne on Main Spring Street Fair tickets. And of course, Roland, you just said you're going to be one of the stops on there, right?
We sure are.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing there?
We are going to be serving the Opolo Champagne, which
my favorite.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah.
And we have also a part of the street fair as well. So we're going to have some, we actually have these really cute sweatshirts and bunny onesies that we'll be selling in our booth, which is really kind of fun.
Oh, so you actually have a booth too. Yeah. And so not in just your store.
No.
Or,
The Champagne on Main, of course, will only be in the store. But from 11 o'clock on, I think we're going to have a booth and we're going to have some fun and playful things. Since there's going to be an Easter egg hunt there as well that day.
Fun.
So, yeah,
okay,
it should be
very
great.
Cool. All right. Well, anyways, we've got tickets for that, and we'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. So let's talk, okay? You know, we all, I mean, you have so many clients and people coming in that want to either enhance their lives, right, and enhance their relationships, feel more fulfilled in their world, mm-hmm. right? And so what are some of the things that you can offer them to do this? Let's just start there.
So there's so many misconceptions about kind of life, you know, and our intimacy thing. And sometimes we just think that it just happens, and when it stops happening, you wake up one day and you're like not in a mood to be intimate.
Not interested.
Yeah,
yes,
not
interested. You think you're not interested.
You think
you're
not
yeah.
interested. What I like to teach people is that our brain is our biggest sex organ, and so with work and with stresses and bills and kids and, you know, responsibilities and taking care of parents and, you know, things like that, they can occupy our thoughts. And so just because you one day feel like you're not in the mood, that part of your life is not necessarily over.
Right.
That it is something that we have to choose. And I think that that's kind of what my theme today, if there's a theme about us talking,
right.
it's about choosing to
have sex.
Yes. Choosing
right.
to be
Let's
open
just
it.
Get right to the
choosing
story.
To
yeah.
be intimate, choosing to be sexual, choosing to want this as part of our lives and being aware when we're not choosing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you could get into a habit. It's almost like starting a diet and you do everything good and then all of a sudden one day you're not and then one day you're not. And
3 weeks later you realize you haven't done what you thought you were going to do 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had to share this. My husband sent me this this article. And it was on couples that don't have sex.
Right.
And he said, honey, he said, you should read this. This would be really good for your show. And we were talking about it. So it's 31 days of having sex.
It's, yes.
Okay, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yes. And so once you do it, it's like you kind of get your body. It's almost like once you walk, once you start, you know, you feel better and you start getting connected to your partner and then you actually want it.
Right.
So because you already know that that's just where you're going.
I made a commitment. He's holding me to this. And now.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I'm over 50 now. And
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And they say, you know, the sex drive drops and you're not interested. And some people just accept that that's the way. It's funny. I was at Cal State Channel Island and there were 20-year-olds and I was there to speak about, you know, things there in the international division. And this young woman said, people over 60 have sex. And I just about died because I thought she really didn't believe that her Chinese grandmother or mother or parents or anybody, of course,
were still having sex.
Yeah. No. Why? You know, this isn't something that should still be happening.
They don't
right?
want to have any babies. Right.
Right. So but my grandmother was 101 when she passed, and her boyfriend passed at 100, and they were still doing it. So,
oh my gosh.
And she wouldn't be embarrassed for me to tell you this. My grandma was Marian Downs, who wrote a book, Shut Up and Live, You Know How, and in it she had an X-rated chapter. So
oh
it was
my gosh,
awesome.
I love that. Wow.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to put her quote on my wall and in the store. And so come and visit in the next couple months. It says, all praise the orgasm, for without it, none of us would be here.
Wow,
right?
I love that.
Right.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
So, you know, so kind of along those same terms is how do you get started? You know, I watched a movie this week. My husband turned it on, and it was with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. And, you know, they're a little bit elderly now, right? And
right.
they look, you know, phenomenal, but they were in their heyday of their life, you know, and it kind of made me a little sad. I was like, oh gosh, my husband, like, why does it make you sad? They were still doing it. They were still in the movies, making their own movies, you know, but it was about their conscience. And so Jane Fonda, he was her like cross street neighbor or whatever, and both of their spouses
I saw that movie.
So they both had passed away, right? And and so she went over and said, I was just thinking that maybe we could plan to sleep together and start staying together. And he was like, you know, and
I got chills just now when you said that. Well, the thing about that is I think that what we need to recognize at any age is our need for intimacy. So for her, it wasn't necessarily about the sex part of it. It was about laying in the same bed with someone, having had someone in her bed for 50 years and then having that gap and that. But the intimacy piece of it was important, and the intimacy and sexual connection was important. And I think that was a very touching movie because it does remind us that, you know, I'm 54 now, and I don't want to think about 80 or 70 or 90 about whether I'm still having sex. I know in my head that because I choose it and that intimacy is really important. Even these days when I wake up and I'm not quote unquote, in the mood.
Right.
I roll over and I tell my husband, I know you might not be in the mood either, but we're going to do this because it's going to be fun and we're going to like it and it's good for us. Because it is.
It's good for us. Yeah.
I find that by creating that intimacy, by having sexual connection, you can weather almost any storm together because you have that bond.
Yes.
That you share, besides the fact that it's endorphins, oxytocin, and all these good things like antibodies that make us not sick.
Right.
So why not?
Right. Exactly. I totally agree. Yeah. So there you go. Well, so that is one of the things. So what is the most common challenge that you hear from women about sex and aging?
Well, the two different things, like being busy. So in our younger years, so in your 30s and 40s, the not having time, you know, is one thing.
It's just another pull. I remember kind of feeling that way too. You know, I've got to take care of the kids. I've got my own business. And now you want to have sex.
Right.
You know,
so here's
like, you know.
So
yeah.
I'm going to address that real quick because without, can I say vibrator?
Yeah.
Without the introduction of a vibrator sometimes into, it can take a woman 20 to 40 minutes to have an orgasm.
Right.
And it is a good goal.
Would you call that, like you said, it's something like microwave or
Women are crock pots.
Yeah, okay.
Women are crock pots.
That.
Men are microwaves. So the thing is if you have a busy life and you have a lot of things that are going on, sometimes it can be helpful to introduce a vibrator or some sort of stimulation like that that would help a woman more quickly.
Right.
So we can turn a crock pot, most women, into a microwave. And so that's one way by choosing to be intimate, by planning with your partner or, you know, just saying.
Is that pretty standard that women are, all women across the board are,
I would say,
crock pots and men are microwaves?
Yeah, physiologically, we're just designed that way.
Okay.
We're just physiologically designed. Now you're going to find people that aren't. Some women are more microwaves, but and women will tell you, I like the simmer, and that's fine. But if the simmer inhibits you from having intimacy with your partner, and usually I find that one partner is the one that's kind of reaching out saying, today, can we do it today? And the other one's going, it'll happen. Maybe we'll fit it in. So we always kind of have the yin and yang, someone wanting, someone putting them off. And so somehow we have to find that balance. Sometimes by making it so that it would be, what do we call a quickie?
Yeah.
Something more quick or something that you might be able to fit in. Then it makes it so that, oh, okay, well, I'd be willing to do that.
This is doable.
Yeah. This works for me.
Yeah.
And so figuring out what works for the couple, because some people aren't comfortable with vibrators. Some people, you know, there's other things, you know, sometimes it might just, let's have a massage. So let me get a massage oil candle and let's set aside some time so that I can give you a massage so that you can relax, so that, you know, we have that intimacy and maybe it's not sexual, but it is, maybe it might lead to something, you know. So there's a lot of things that people can do to, you know, add spice, and it doesn't matter.
Let's talk about that, adding spice. What are some of the things that we could buy in your store to add spice?
So first off, massage oils, massage oil candles. A lot of people are afraid of what we call a candle that you light and pour on the body because it sounds kind of kinky.
Right.
But the thing that most people don't know is it's coconut oil, avocado oil, or jojoba. And
It doesn't get hot. I love that.
It's a low melting point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so you light it, you pour it. I don't like to tell, like when a woman buys it, I don't like to tell the man that it does that because that little bit of adrenaline just before you pour it on the skin, and you know, it can be beneficial.
Okay.
But I don't like hiding things from them either. But massage oil candle is a real basic, because for me, the most basic sense of intimacy is through touch. And so by having a massage oil candle, taste is another sensation. So we have edible lubricants, edible massage oils, edible stimulating balms. So taste, so adding strawberry or chocolate or vanilla to, you know, the play is another way that's really fun. And then we have massage tools. like vibrators. We have a thing called the Leaf Life, and it looks just like a leaf. It's a green leaf. I should have brought it in so that I could show you.
Yeah.
Well, just being radio, you know. But I'll bring it in next time so that we could see and light some, just so that you can feel it.
Yeah.
But a Leaf Life or something that massages and teases can just be for just the touch part of it, or you can use it for more sensual play.
And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking about Tristology, and of course that's right at 434 East Main Street, Suite B. Royland's phone number there is 888-801-8952. This is where you can get all of these fun things that we're talking about. Do you think that adding spice, like all these different things, actually makes the intimacy better and kind of adds a little value to it?
I do. The thing that I find is that when you don't know what's available, when you just think that this is it, this is, you know, all I know, so this is it. I had a woman who came in. She had four children. Her husband was 10 years younger. He had 900 employees, women employees. And she says, I have sex with him every day because he wants sex every day. 10 minutes every day. But I got four kids and I'm tired. So when she came in, we found things that she could play with. She got a beautiful collection of toys and things. And what you saw with her is a transformation from 10 minutes to, we have a necklace vibrator that I usually wear every day to show women that vibrators don't have to be ugly. I'm wearing my new necklace here, so I don't have my vibrator on today.
Okay.
But
does it look like a vibrator?
No, it looks like a little nail. It's silver and it's just kind of so subtle, nobody knows.
But it's actually a real vibrator.
It's a really nice vibrator that's waterproof. It's got four speeds.
So you
it's
could
silent.
Be anywhere you want. To be?
You could be anywhere you want. Well, here's the thing. She told me that she wore the vibrating necklace into a meeting with him. They're on a board of directors, and she wore it in. And so all you have now is a woman who's empowered, and she's wearing a vibrator into a business meeting, and her husband looks and says, oh, you're wearing that. And she's all, yeah, I'm wearing that. So her sex life shifted because she took more control. Instead of being 10 minutes every day, she was now, you know,
like
being very
story.
Saucy and adding
so
the spice.
Roles with her husband.
Well, just being more in control of, and that's what I do. I like to empower women to own their sexuality, own their orgasm, own their experience. So if it's not quite what you want it to be, let's try and figure out how to make it what it is and make it fun for you and enjoy. So how to make
that.
It fun.
All right. I love that. And now, can you have like a party at your place?
Yes. That's one of the most amazing things is that we do girls' night out parties. And there's no charge to them. A lot of companies charge to have the party or require a minimum of purchase. But for me, I'm about empowering women to own their sexuality. So whether it's a bridal party and we're doing couples play, or it's a girls' night out party and we're doing couples play and solo play, I teach people how to play.
Okay, one last question for you, and then we're going to take a really quick break. Do you ever have couples parties? Is that?
We have had couples parties. And you know what's really fascinating about that is women won't usually talk in front of men talk about it. And then when they're learning, all of a sudden the men are going, wait a minute, you like that? Oh, I like that. So sometimes we like to have the women alone for a while because they don't want to ask questions about the G-spot or other things in front of their husband's friends or their girlfriend's husband. But when you're able to have the couples together, there's a lot of enlightenment, that awareness and questioning that goes on. And it is really powerful to have people learn together in this way. And there's not a lot of places you can go to do that.
I was just going to say,
that are safe.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to do a gift, $50 gift certificate to Tristology. I'm sure we've talked about something that can enhance your love and your passion in your life. And again, give us a call right now. now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about your Choose It philosophy. I want to know more about that. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking Roland Downs. She's the owner of Tristology. And that is like your need for any of your love and passion. And we were talking in the break, kind of go ahead. What it was.
Well, the thought that people haven't had an orgasm, that women, because men tend to. Have those things.
Yeah.
Women sometimes don't because it can take the 20 to 40 minutes to have it. So,
and some women, honestly, I hate to say that some women don't even know if they've ever had one.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because they have the romance and they,
an intense pleasure. An intense pleasure is great, but intense pleasure is different from having an orgasm.
Right.
Leg shaking, wall shaking, toes curling, orgasm. It is a situation where I do have customers come in that say, and they could be in their 40s, they could be in their 50s. I don't know if I've ever had an orgasm. I have private appointments. So if anybody who is concerned and may not feel like they've ever had an orgasm, come and talk to me. Do a private appointment. You don't have to be in a couple. You don't have to be in a group to have an appointment with me. I can sit down for 20 minutes and talk about so that we can understand. And then my husband calls me the Madam of Sex Toys. So I match people with what toy might be right for them to help
that.
Figure out how they can achieve orgasm. So.
Okay. And give out your number so people know where to call you.
Sure. 888-801-8952. And we are right in the heart of downtown Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the backside of Main Street in the we were in the L. Hardin Courtyard. We moved across the street and we're behind like Anacapa Brewing in the parking lot off of Santa Clara. Between Oak and California. So
there you go. And also, I want to remind everybody, also April 19th, you have tea time with Roland.
Yes.
What does that look like?
It's a great time for women to come in and talk about any concerns they might have or any advice they might need and anything that they're curious about. And this is a great time also to talk about you know, orgasms and figure out what might work or how do I add spice. So what we're doing is we have this tea time where we'll have tea, actually, and people can bring their questions, and then I'll address them as we go through the hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It's or to 2 hours. It's 7 to 9 on the third Thursdays of the month, and yes, April 19th will be our next one.
Very cool, very cool. So we talked about, or you mentioned choose it philosophy.
Yeah,
talk to us about that.
Well, it's interesting because in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, Joan Price, who wrote Better Than I Expected, Sex Over 60, she said in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, our sex drive drives us. So we don't usually tend to have a problem with the drive part of it unless you're a woman with children and work and responsibilities mm-hmm. for, and we tend to have some challenges there. But in our 40s, 50s, and 60s, we have to, or 50s, 60s, and 70s, we have to drive it. So we have to choose sometimes. You can go most likely weeks, months. I've had people tell me sex once a month is okay. That's normal. And I'm like, normal? It's not normal.
What is normal?
What is normal is...
Is there a normal?
I can't say that there is a normal, but a healthy male that is having sex or orgasm 2 to 3 times a week is not going to have usually some prostate issues, or so I can't decide whether it's because he's healthy and exercising or because he's having sex that we're having.
Is there a healthy drive, you know, where, you know, you either get one woman that wants it every single day, always wants it, you know, the more you get, the more you want. And then you have the men that want it every single day, more you get, the more, you know.
So each person is very unique. Sometimes our hormones can be a signal that something's wrong. So a man that may have been interested in sex that all of a sudden doesn't want or isn't interested anymore may need testosterone. And women the same. Our hormones change through menopause and aging. And so we need to sometimes address it. Women sometimes need to take testosterone. But we don't want to say one is right or wrong. Each person is different. But definitely one of the most challenging things that I've found is that women who have stronger sex drives than their partners tend to feel like they're unusual. And so accepting your drive and accepting your partner's drive and just making sure that you're finding a balance that works for the two of you is, I think, the key. Just owning if you are a woman that likes more frequency, or owning if you're a man that likes more frequency. And as long as it's healthy and consensual and there's balance, then it's all good in my book.
There you go.
And everyone is happy. That's what I want.
Right. So how do you balance out somebody that, you know, either their husband or their wife want more sex and maybe you're not one that wants it?
So here's an interesting thought that when you have someone who wants more and someone who is less frequent, owning your own orgasm, owning your own sexual pleasure, I think is important. And making sure that there's communication and what are we willing to do. And so if my partner is not as interested as I am, I can own my orgasm and allow myself to have an orgasm even if my partner isn't there. Or sometimes when my partner is there and may not want to make love but will participate, or sometimes they might not. So as long as we're just comfortable with who we are and what our needs are, because, you know, you think of this as being like a frivolous thing, but it really isn't. It really is something that is healthy for us. It is something that will bring our, we talk about our nutritional health, our spiritual health, our physical health, our emotional health, but people don't talk about their sexual health. And if your sexual health is in alignment with yourself and with your partner, everything else kind of falls into place. So it is a healthy aspect of our bodies, our minds, and our relationships.
Yeah, and I really think, Roland, that it's so important when, you know, if you're young, you know, and maybe in your 20s or 30s, and you're listening right now, and you think, there's no problem. You know, there comes a point in your relationship where there's that fork in the road, and you have to, like you said, choose to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I've been in my marriage for 25 years now. We've been married 21 years and together 26, actually. And I have to invest in my relationship. And so every day I kiss my husband before I leave him. We connect or talk. We don't take each other for granted. When I see him, when wherever we greet, whether it's at a restaurant, at my store, we kiss and we touch. And that's all conscious on my part because I want to ensure that we maintain this connection. Mm-hmm. And so if he were to walk in right now, my eyes would light up. I'm like, oh, my husband's here. I can't wait to show you. And so it's part of an investment that I'm making in the relationship. And so that's kind of what I'm saying, choosing to make time, choosing to communicate my needs, choosing to make my husband aware of what I need, and then figuring out what he needs.
Now, what about French kissing? Let's talk a little bit about that. Is that something that you choose to invest in that way too?
I love kissing.
Okay. Does your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Because so what happens if one person does and one person doesn't?
You know, that is so interesting. I haven't actually done a study on that because we mostly talk about, but that is a huge piece. Like when I have a chapter in my book that hopefully.
It's the romance, right?
Right. Well, the kissing, some people don't realize kissing you can take for granted. Kissing, that's what you do in high school, you know, kissing. But the reality is I can read my lover's kisses. Like my husband can kiss me and I can say, oh, you've already left the bed and you're already halfway to work, you know, because kissing is so intimate and so personal. So finding a balance with your partner on French kissing or not French kissing, that might be a challenge for me because it is a huge aspect of what I like. I might have been an orally fixated child when I was.
I just wonder what makes somebody love it and what makes somebody not.
Germs might be one aspect of things. And some people, you know, it's just always so personal. And so I think communication is the key aspect and being aware of the kiss being an important aspect.
Right.
The kiss is an important aspect because your lover can be communicating with you with the kiss. They could be there with you while they're kissing you and they might not be. They might be on the way to work already. So kisses are huge in my book.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to talk more about that again. Roland, who talks about this kind of stuff? We are here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited to really have you and be able to share the love and passion that we're going to be putting out throughout our airwaves. And so, again, give out your phone number and your location.
Sure. We're at 888-801-8952 in downtown Ventura at 434 East Main Street, Suite B in the back. Behind Tiki Girl, actually, off Santa Clara between California and Oak. And we also didn't mention this, but we have Tristology.com, a website.
Yeah, please.
And we have, for anyone that's kind of interested in exploring more about us, YouTube.com/Tristology. I have a lot of videos and stuff.
There you go. Okay, I want to make sure everybody drops by there on March 31st at the Champagne on Main. Go and visit Tristology. That'll be your reason to walk in there. And, of course, also April 19th, Tea Time with Roland. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Being happy doesn't mean everything's perfect. It means you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Roland Downs, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I had a great time.